الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, Evils of Society. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be discussing such an evil which is in almost every home, in almost every market, nay, but in almost every pocket. Yes, we will be discussing the evils and the destruction of music within our society. But before we continue with today's silsila, let us start off by reciting a few verses from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم هدى ورحمة للمحسنين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله
سبحان الله
على حضرت امام اهل سنت مجدد دين و ملت the reviver of the sunnah the destroyer of bid'ah امام احمد رضا خان محدث بریلوی رحمت الله تعالی علیه translates these verses which has further been translated into English as follows Alif Lam Mim. These are verses of the wise book. Guidance and mercy for the righteous. Those who kept the prayer established and pay the charity and accept faith in the hereafter, it is they who are on guidance from their Lord, and only they are the successful. And some people buy words of play in order to mislead from Allah's path without knowledge, and to make it an article of mockery for them is a disgraceful punishment. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, after recitation of the Holy Quran, we will now listen to a few verses of Naati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Please recite Naati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayhi ya Habib Allah. Me so jau ya Mustafa kehte kehte khuli aankh sunne ala kehte kehte me so jau ya Mustafa kehte kehte khuli aankh sunne ala kehte kehte mera din o iman firiste jo puche mera din o iman firiste jo puche
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. How we wish that in every home, instead of music playing, we could hear the tilawat of the Qur'an Pak, Naati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the ayah kareema which we recited earlier on, the words lahwal hadith ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat says in the interpretation of these words that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair, Sayyidina Ikrama, Sayyidina Mujahid and other blessed companions alayhim ridwan and their successors have interpreted the words lahwal hadith to mean music and singing. My dear Islamic brother, how did this music start and when was the first musical instruments played? Can you explain and elaborate to us about this evil that we are faced with in society? How did it start? Who started it?
Starting of music and musical instruments. There is a history behind the starting, the first person who started music and started musical instruments. But actually, before we go further, I want to mention that this is actually this so-called music that has now devastated the entire universe, which is one of the biggest of evils of society. It's like a tsunami, which has already reached every part of the world and has reached every home, as you mentioned in the beginning, and also every pocket in the form of cell phones, etc. So people are jiving left and right, up and down, enjoying the beats of the drum, the pianos, and etc., the guitars. They need to know where the origin of these instruments come, where the origin of music comes. So Sheikh Tariqat Aminu says that, he mentions in his booklet, Devastation of Music, he tells that, let me tell you who the world's first singer was, so that you know exactly whose footsteps you are following. When Sayyidina Adam, Safiullah ala Nabi alayhi salatu salam, ate from the forbidden tree, Shaitan the accursed, Iblis, rejoiced, he became happy. And he began to sing. He began to enjoy and he began to sing. And when Sayyidina Adam, Safiullah ala Nabi alayhi salatu salam, when he left this world, his physical demise, when he passed away, Shaitan the accursed and Qabil, the unfortunate son of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu salam, who committed the first murder in the world by killing his own brother, Sayyidina Habil, out of jealousy. First one who started the murder, who killed. And so what happened? Shaitan and Qabil, they got together and they started to play the drums and other musical instruments to express their joy. So Shaitan the accursed and Qabil, who was the most unfortunate son of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam, Safiullah ala Nabi wa salatu salam. On one side the music, on one side is murder. Allahu Akbar. One side is music, one side is song, one side is musical instruments, and one side you got the person who committed the first murder on earth.
So the first people to play music was Shaitan the accursed and the first murderer of this world. So how unfortunate, dear viewers of Madani Channel, those that listen to music, those that play musical instruments, those that buy and sell music. How unfortunate it is that we are following in the footsteps of the most accursed, our open enemy, Shaitan, and the first murderer on this earth. If we have to introspect and ask ourselves that we all want to be good, but in order to be good, you need to follow those people who threaded on the path of goodness. And definitely, most definitely, if we thread on that path of the evil ones, then instead of becoming good, we too will become evil. They say that music is the food for the soul. And people get enjoyment and it feeds the soul, the ruh. What do you have to say about music being the soul, the food for the soul?
See, if we look into ourselves, one is the ruh that is linked to Allah Azza wa Jal and which like good. And the other is our nafs,
the carnal desires.
Yeah, so that is linked to Shaitan. And Shaitan, as you mentioned, that he used music to celebrate evil. Murder is evil. And unfortunately, we find that this evil has become so widespread that throughout the world, wherever you go, you cannot protect yourself from music. You go into the departmental store, you walk in the streets, if a person goes past you in the car, you can hear music blasting. So this evil has become so widespread. And if you talk to youngsters about music being evil and the handiwork of Shaitan, they laugh at you. How is this possible? It becomes so popular, this evil, that people don't even recognize music as evil, as the handiwork of Shaitan. And as mentioned, these days you find music in cell phones, and unfortunately you find even in the masjid, those people who are unaware, they play music and they have musical ring tunes and in the place of worship. So this is something that is very unfortunate. Alhamdulillah, in our discussion today, we need to come to understand, first of all, people, the viewers of Madhi Channel have to realize that this is not something that is small. It is the weapon of Shaitan to make us closer to him. So this, we talk about food of the soul. This is actually making us become closer and closer to Shaitan and make him our partner in this world and partner in the Akhirah as well. So therefore, we need to understand that this music is evil and is going to lead us into the fire of hell if you're not careful.
So much so, you know, I met some Islamic brothers in Johannesburg, and they were arguing this point that, you know, music has to be played, especially in the business areas. It's the norm, it's the trend.
Attraction.
It's an attraction that if we don't play the music, the customers don't come to the shop. So what happens? There are 4 or 5 Muslim guys in the shop. 4 or 5 Muslim guys in a line on one street. Each one is selling the same product. Each one is selling, is motivating his product. Some are playing music, and some are using attractive ladies to stand at the entrance of the doors. So they are using different means to attract people to come to the, to come towards the shop to buy their product, to buy their goods. So I explained them. The one guy says he puts the music on louder. If he puts it louder, the customers come towards his shop. And the other one says, so when he puts his music up louder, the other one puts his music louder. So the one says, I play the oldest music to attract the customers. The other one says, I play the latest fashion of music to attract the customers. Each one is so engrossed in playing music, looking for barakah in their rozi. So we try to explain that, look, brother, rozi is guaranteed by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Azzawajal is the one who guarantees rozi. Allah Azzawajal is the one who gives rozi. Even if a person sells blanket in this shop, and likewise, 10 other shops down the road is also selling blankets. Today, the first shop got his rosy, the second shop got his rosy, the last shop, 8 shop got his rosy, the 9 shop got his rosy. Allah Ta'ala puts it in the heart of the person to come to the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th shop. Each and every person is going to get that rosy for the day. Not 1 cent more, not 1 cent less. So they're using music to attract them, to attract the people.
Sayyidina Nafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once I was walking with Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when we heard the sound of music. We're talking about attracting people towards music. Look at what the Sahabi Rasul does. That Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu put his fingers in his ears and walked away from the music. When they were a little far away, he asked, "Oh Nafi, can you hear anything?" And Hazrat Sayyidina Nafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that, "No, I cannot hear anything anymore." So then Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took his fingers out of his ears. And then Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once I was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they heard the sound of a flute being played. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done exactly what I had done right now. So whilst others are trying to attract people with music, the prophetic tradition of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that when music is heard, then he blocks his ears and walks away from that place where music is played. This is the tradition of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as Muslims, who should we follow? Who is our ideal? Should we be following Western culture? Should we be following the market research of those who are enemies of Islam? Or should we be following that personality who has informed us about where rizq comes from? That personality who has come to destroy music? That personality who closes and blocks his ears at the sound of music? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you think for a moment. On the one side, you have those market researchers who are telling you that if you play certain types of music, you'll attract certain types of customers. And on the other side, you have the best of creation, the one who has come as a teacher to us, the one who has come to teach us how to be human. His actions tell us that when he heard music, he blocked off his ears so that the sound of music would not enter. And he would walk a distance away, and only when the sound of music was gone, then he would remove his fingers from his ears. For the benefit of our Urdu viewers, can you elaborate a little bit more about music and the destructions of music?
Music ke taluq se hamare muasire mein dekha jaye to 95% log music ki aafat mein mubtala hai. Aaj dekha jaye to hamare ghar mein le lijiye har fard ke haath mein mobile hota hai. Bachcha ho ya jawan ho ya bura mobile se khelta nazar aata hai. Aur aage badhe to traveling mein कौन सी जगह हम म्यूजिक से बच सकते हैं? बाजारों में निकले, बाजारों में निकलते हैं तो कोई शॉप ऐसी नहीं होती जहां पे म्यूजिक न बजता हो. बसों में सवारी करें, बसों में भी म्यूजिक बजता है. ट्रेन में जाएं, स्टेशन पर जाएं, एयरपोर्ट पे जाएं, आप ट्रैवल बाय एयर करें, सब जगह म्यूजिक म्यूजिक और म्यूजिक ही बजता है. कार में देखें तो ऐसे बेशुमार नौजवान जो ऐसे होते हैं VCD लगाते हैं और म्यूजिक पता नहीं इसको क्या हो जाता है. इनको म्यूजिक लगाते ही बस अपना होश खो बैठते हैं और ड्राइविंग करते करते भी वो म्यूजिक के अंदर बिल्कुल मस्त होते हैं. और ऐसे ऐसे एक्सीडेंट देखने को मिलते हैं कि कार की एक्सीडेंट हुई, बंदा वहां खलास हो गया लेकिन वो म्यूजिक बज रहा. या अल्लाह, आज शादियां देखिए, खास करके शादियों के अंदर बगैर म्यूजिक शादी होती ही नहीं है. और शादी करना सरकार सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की सुन्नत मुबारका, इस सुन्नत मुबारका को इस तरह ऐसी दूसरी तरफ लेके जा रहे हैं कि उसके अंदर ऐसी बुराइयां और उसके अंदर म्यूजिक के अंदर हमारी इस्लामी बहनें, हमारी माएँ, नौजवान लड़के आपस में जो मिलकर गाने बाजे डांस, पता नहीं क्या हो गया हमारे मुआशरे को.
This friend of mine mentioned that they went to a wedding, and in this wedding, Islam, a Muslim wedding, there was mixed gathering and music. And in the music, there was a song playing. And in this song, the person singing was saying, telling to the woman, I worship you. You are my God. And they were Muslims. So that's kufr statement. And many people were listening.
And enjoying it.
And what else happened? This wedding was not even successful. Within about 1 month, the couple separated. That means, imagine, this could be the cause. What are you doing? Haram? You're inviting shaitan with the music and making kufr statement and making people lose their iman.
On the one side, you have such a great sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the other side, you're doing that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to destroy. Nikah is a great sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the bridegroom goes into to perform the nikah, they go into, generally in South Africa, they go into the masjid, then they are wearing Islamic gear, and they are wearing maybe a topi on their head, maybe they are wearing a kurta. And as soon as they come out of the masjid, now the dress changes, suit and tie comes on, while the girl is waiting in her bridal outfit with all her parts that's supposed to be covered, exposed. And then as she walks into the wedding hall, the music starts.
As soon as she walks in.
As soon as she walks in.
It has to wait for the first step.
Imitating other religious groups. As soon as she steps in, everybody must remain silent. The music will start and the bride walks in into the wedding hall. And then the groom and bride will meet each other and everybody will be engaged in either singing. And this wedding ceremony is not just a one-day event. Days before, week before, everybody is engaged in partying. Music is played. Oh, like Islamic brother said, what is young, what is old? Everyone in a wedding ceremonies that they have prior to the actual nikah, and even after the actual nikah, old women are singing, clapping, young girls are dancing, showing off their skills. So many evils, it has come into our life, so much so that, as the Islamic brother says, that even that which is a sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people have introduced that which is haram in those activities as well. And earlier the Islamic brother mentioned that even in masajid, we haven't even left the house of Allah. People are coming there, big signs are there, please switch off your cell phones. And there, the person comes in with his cell phone. Number one, he will disturb others performing salah. Number two, he himself will be embarrassed because he knows. Why will he feel embarrassed? Because he knows that which is playing on his phone, that is haram.
He knows it.
Nobody needs to be make him aware of it. He knows that is haram and it's playing out in the masjid. Now everybody will be looking, as soon as they make salam, they're looking at that person. Now because of that embarrassment of the people, that person feels shy. But at the end of the day, we know and accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing, Allah is all hearing. Allah is watching our every move. And yet in solitude, by ourselves, we find that we want to listen to the music, we got the headphones, we got all sorts of instruments to listen to music. And then when we see Maulana, then we change it quickly or we switch it off quickly. This evil has is in our society, and it's so deep into our way of life that we have forgotten the real maqsad and the real purpose for which we have come to this earth.
See, as Muslims, when Allah Azza wa Jal prohibits something, makes it haram, it means it is harmful not only for Muslims, for the society in general. So if we find this thing, there was an experiment carried out by doctors and professors where they studied the effect of music to the brain cells. And they found that music not only affects the brains, but it affects every organ. Therefore, you find a person when you listen to music, just music, you find him tapping his fingers or moving his body or moving his head. So now what happens is he gets attracted to this music. So if the word is satanic, it doesn't affect him because he's enjoying the sound of the music, and sometimes he will also use those satanic words. And some people who make songs, they use songs to influence and promote Satanism. That means they use certain words that if you keep repeating, you attract the power of Satan in you. And what happens? It affects your brains, and you find you become even a decent person. Suddenly you find he's fighting at home, arguing with his parents, he doesn't want to stay at home, he wants to stay on his own, and he says, I want my freedom. Now these are all Western concepts to break your relationship with Almighty Allah and become influenced by Satan, by Shaitan. So what happens is, this leads to lots of evil in the society. We're talking about evil in the society, killing, murder, and all the evil things that you see is influenced by music. Music attracts people.
At the moment in our country, there is a court case going on. In South Africa, there is a court case going on that certain children, young teenagers, from the ages of 14 to 18 years old, they performed a satanic ritual. They performed a satanic ritual, and by drinking some blood, and they actually burnt a young girl. Two young girls were burnt in this ritual as a sacrifice to Shaitan. And this is currently in our courts at the moment, that they are listening to testimonies from different individuals that participated in this ritual. So some viewers of Madani Channel may not have experienced what the Islamic Brother has mentioned, but currently in our country, at this during these days, we are hearing about a court case where young children became so violent that they did not even know the extent of the consequences of their actions, that they burned two young girls, and they burnt them. They gave them some things to drink, and thereafter they felt a little drowsy, and they were burnt alive. They were burnt, and this is the consequences of the actions, and that's where this violent tendencies come from. Now, from just listening to music and being influenced in this way, like you said, towards Satanism, now it's gone from that to murder.
You see, there's one famous singer. He mentioned that once he was sitting on the beach, and Shaitan approached him, and he said he came in the form of a person and said, allow me to help you, I'll make you famous. And he openly confessed he's a Satanist. He said he never wrote a song in his life. But he says when he should get up and sing, he says the words should just flow from his into his mind, and he should just you sing. And he says people should get into a frenzy because of the influence of Satanism. And there was one person who said he was playing a musical instrument, the piano or whatever. And he says he doesn't know anything about music. And the same thing, Satan influenced him as well. And he said he should just put his finger on the board, and his fingers should just move, and beautiful music should come out. And he says he knew that it's not his music. And both of them became very famous with the influence of Shaitan. And you find these days many famous pop stars whom our children follow are openly promoting Satanism through music.
And this is quite an interesting discussion that an Islamic brother raised. But if we look into the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salam, I think we will find the source of where when the guitar and the flute was created. Can you explain to us about how Shaitan invented these instruments, and when was it invented?
There's one narration in Kashf al-Mahjub, which is mentioned that Sayyidina Data Ali Ajveri radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Allah had granted Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam a very beautiful, a very melodious voice. When he used to sing the praises of Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, even the mountains would sway when hearing Joom. The mountains used to joom when they used to hear the beautiful and melodious voice of Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even his voice was so immaculate, the birds would be flying in the skies. They would drop to the ground immediately when they heard the voice of Hazrat Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Animals would hear the voice. As soon as they would hear the voice being in the jungles, they would run out of the jungles and come towards Hazrat Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Trees would begin to sway. So beautiful was the voice of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. The trees used to sway from left to right. Rivers would come to a standstill.
Allahu Akbar.
So how melodious must be the voice of Hazrat Dawud ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that rivers would also come to a standstill, subhanallah azza wa jal. Animals of the jungle would stop eating and drinking for up to a month.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Small children, they'll be crying. So how much are small children in the time of Dawud ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't know. But at the time when the children used to be crying, at that time, subhanallah azza wa jal, when they heard the beautiful melodious voice of Hazrat Dawud ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately the children stopped crying. And sometimes people would die. It's mentioned that once 100 women died on hearing the voice of Hazrat Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This method of preaching of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaitan became worried about it. So Shaitan became so worried immensely, so he invented, now we're talking about the instruments for the music. He invented the flute and the guitar, and he began playing them. Day in and day out, he started playing them. And then the people divided into two groups. Those who were fortunate, subhanallah azza wa jal, who were hearing the beautiful praises of Allah azza wa jal, was hearing the beautiful melodious voice of Hazrat Sayyidina Dawud, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, half the community went into his side. And those unfortunate ones, who felt for Shaitan, the accursed Iblis, Azazil, they felt for his tricks. So the community was divided into 50 and 50. So this is exactly where
the source of how...
When he's talking about Satanism and the tricks, this is where Shaitan starts his work.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have heard the incident of Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. You now have a choice. Do you want to be in the group of Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, who used his melodious voice to preach the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sing the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or do you want to be in that group of the accursed Shaitan, who invented the flute and the guitar to take people away from the invitation towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The choice is yours. The decision is yours to make. We have heard when music was invented. We have heard why certain music instruments were invented. And we know it is as clear as daylight that music and musical instruments were invented to take people away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Dawood ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam had such a melodious voice. People, let alone people, animals, trees, mountains would give him a reaction just on, you know, his recitation.
Allahu Akbar.
They would sway. Trees would sway. Mountains would sway. Animals would leave their eating. Animals would come out of the jungle.
You can imagine what a powerful voice.
Birds would come from the sky to the ground. Children will stop crying. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, can you imagine how beautiful the voice of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was? And to counteract the voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaitan invented this music. Shaitan invented musical instruments. Now, when we are giving our children tarbiyat, when we are training our children, do we still want them to listen to that music which will take them away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal? Then afterwards we will complain that our children are disobedient. Do we want to let them listen to Madani Channel, where you will only hear the praises of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, free from music, free from the appearance of any woman on the channel, free from advertising? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this mahol of Dawat-e-Islami, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you can bear testimony to this, that whilst watching Madani Channel, you see the young children reciting Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
You see young children giving dars, young, small children reciting the Holy Quran. This mahol, this environment of Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will allow your children to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This environment that we have created, that Dawat-e-Islami has created around the world, is there to take us away from this life of music and put us into that life. Let our homes become those types of homes where the Quran is being recited and where the Naat of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being recited.
Okay, looking at the half that influenced, now we say more than half influenced by satanic music. Just to give an example where music can destroy people's lives. A Molana friend of mine mentioned that there was a youngster that used to come and perform namaz with him, with his father, come to the masjid and perform. So one day he came and confided in this Molana and he said, I want to tell you something that you must not even tell my father. He said, my father gives me a break to go with my friends, and every Saturday we go to a rave club where you got music. And he said, I take drugs. So when you go to rave clubs, you get influenced with drugs and alcohol. And both, all these things open the door of Satanism. So once you influence with drugs, well, and he said one day, while he was high on drugs, he went to the bathroom, and he says he looked at his face in the mirror, he got shocked. He saw an ugly creature looking at him. So first he thought he was hallucinating. So he went out of the bathroom, got shocked. He said, what did I see? He came back and he looked again at his face, he saw the same ugly thing. He realized, because he's knowledgeable, that when you are under influence of drugs, sometimes even jinn possesses you. He said that gave him such a shock of his life. From that day, he stopped going to the rave club. He made tawbah and he asked for maafi. But what he said was most shocking. He says this rave club is run by Muslims.
I just want to mention something about the music itself. If you watch, like especially when you're walking around the shopping centers or the malls, etc., and you see, the people who are advertising for the people to come towards their businesses, they are moving their body all the time. When the music is playing, different parts of the body is moving. There's one narration that comes in mind here that beloved Rasul alayhi sallam has mentioned. If somebody raises his voice in singing, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appoints two shayateen to accompany him. Allah azza wa jal appoints two shayateen to accompany him. They sit on each side of his shoulders. One is on the right hand side and one on the left hand side. And both of them kick him. They continuously kick him with the feet until he stops singing. So when you see the movement, you know, the movement, they're moving, the head is moving, hands are moving, they're flicking the arm, flicking the legs up and down, the head is going, nodding the cell, picking the eyelids up. Actually, Shaitan is kicking them. So more they're enjoying the music, the more they're singing, the more they're thinking they're getting something out of it. Actually, they're feeling something, they're getting something out of it, but actually, Shaitan is playing with them. He's kicking them left and right and left and right, and he's enjoying with them actually. This is why they are flicking their arms, moving their heads, flicking their legs in enjoyment of the music.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have heard the narrations of these Islamic brothers regarding the destruction of music. And once again, I appeal to especially the parents that the culture of music is so inbred in our society that parents now do not frown upon their children when they listen to music, when they follow any pop culture, any singer. They put pictures of the singers in their bedrooms and the parents are not bothered about it. These same children become rebellious towards their parents. They become disrespectful towards their parents. And when they become rebellious and disrespectful, then the parents want to go to the ulama to find a solution. The solution is in your hands. If you want them to disrespect you, if you want them to be rebels, then the choice is yours. You can allow them to listen to that music. But if you want them to become obedient, if you want them to become respectful, if you want them to become upright citizens of our society, then bring them into this mahal, this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, where they will learn how to recite the Quran with proper tajweed.
Inshallah, sir.
Where they will attract not satanic influences, but they will attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring them into this environment where the praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is recited. In this environment where the Naat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being read, then you will not be attracting negativity, but you will be attracting the mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawat-e-Islami invites you. Come and change your life. Change yourself, change your children, and change the entire society. Let us together wage a war against music.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla.
And let us increase the tilawat of the Holy Quran and the naat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah, tabarakallah.
The fight against music will continue.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Keep watching Madani Channel. Till next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.